Welcome to Landrieu Speaks with Dr. Jeffrey L. Myers from Landrieu Ministries in Blackstone, Virginia. We teach you from the Haftorah of Joshua chapter 3 through chapter 5. As we have come to a close for Pesach and now are headed towards Shavuot, let me continue with the narrative from Joshua chapter 3 and 5 from last week's Haftorah. I left you last week quoting Joshua 3, 5, and 6, and Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Adonai will do wonders among you." Joshua spoke unto the priests, saying, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people." And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Now the Ark is mentioned 15 times in Joshua chapter 3 and 4. The Ark symbolized Elohim's presence with his people. Adonai demanded that the people treat the Ark with the same respect as they treated him, symbolized his holy presence with them, that he was personally leading them. The closer we live to Elohim, the greater will be our respect and reverence for him. Joshua reassured the people that Adonai would be the first to cross the Jordan and the people would follow. He would do wonders and demonstrate his ability to provide for them and demonstrate that they do not go in their own strength, but in his strength. They were not to run ahead of the ark, but to stay behind it. They were to keep their eyes on the ark ahead of them. The ark would lead them and point them in the right direction. Doesn't Adonai want to lead us? We want to run out ahead of him, or just as bad, we drag our feet and forever make up excuses for not following. Are we walking hand in hand with him? Where is Elohim at work in our lives? Where is he leading? Do you expect Adonai to work a miracle? You know, life throws at curveballs, and the future is always unknown and uncertain. Only Elohim knows the future. The Israelites possessed the ark before, but he had not followed the ark, but the cloud, and now it is gone. They had a new pathway to tread with a different method of guidance. They once waited for the movement of the cloud, but now they have to wait for the movement of the ark and the priest. The cloud was the provision for the wilderness. Elohim was changing the method with them. They were not to live not by a particular sign, but by the word of Adonai. At what level are we prepared to meet Yah? He desires people who are committed to him. Are we willing to consecrate ourselves and follow him into the unknown adventure of intimate fellowship? Yeshua HaMashiach is the true ark of Yah. He is the Yah with us. He is Emmanuel, Yah with us. Yeshua is the reality of Elohim with his people. So we have to let Yeshua guide us. Yeshua said, "If you love me, you will obey me." We don't have any problem obeying him if we love him. The physical act of self-sanctification is the standard Levitical purification ritual as explained in the Torah. The people are to wash or immerse themselves in water, and they are to wash or immerse their garments in water. And of course, it must be living water, running spring or a river, that is used. The people are now prepared. The spiritually sanctified are now physically sanctified, and it's time to get their feet wet. Joshua chapter 3, 6 tells us that the very moment the priest touched the water, the Jordan dried up to allow the people to cross. The priest came to the edge of the water and stood still in the Jordan. The Jordan did not dry up before the priest stepped into the water. If they had waited for the water to dry up before stepping into it, they would have been waiting all day. They had to step out by faith and put their feet into the Jordan. Elohim waited on them for 40 years in their unbelief, but before they were willing to even cross over with him. They had to get their feet wet. They had to get out into the water. How many times do we come to new experiences with Elohim and he patiently waits for us to step out by faith? And waits, and waits, and waits. He waits for us to get our feet wet. We have no way of knowing how Elohim will provide or lead or deliver us, and when we step out by faith, he does it. When we trust him, he does it. Elohim gives us exactly what we need when we need it. His timing is always perfect. When we obey him, we experience him. Picture in your mind's eye the scene before the people. 2 or 3 million people are at the bank, looking on with wonder at what Adonai is doing before their eyes. How would you like to have been the high priest and the lead carrying the front end of the ark on its poles? Are you ready to step in by faith and trust Adonai at the river's edge? Are you ready to get your feet wet? Joshua 4:1 tells us the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan. Adonai spoke to Joshua. What a testimony seen by an estimated 3 million Israelites. Once everyone had passed over, stones were to be gathered from where the priest stood with the ark and brought to the riverbank. It is here that 12 men, one from each tribe, were to take a rock and deliver it to be set up as a monument. This was a monumentous event, another definable moment in the process of Elohim's redemptive plan for mankind, could be checked off the list. They entered the promised land on the 10th day of the first month of the year. It is significant because in only 4 more days, they would celebrate the first Passover in their new home. The 10th day of the month is when the lambs for the slaughter are to be chosen, and thereby consecrated as Elohim's sacred property. The wilderness journey, those 40 years of testing and growing, is now officially ended, and Elohim's people have learned many valuable lessons along the way. But perhaps none will be more important than the years of battles that lay ahead of them, realizing that Elohim does not help them automatically. Adonai only helps his people when they are obedient to his commands. And this is a principle they will test over and over again. These last two Haftorah portions might trouble some people because in today's congregations, they believe Adonai is obligated to help those who call on his name. If we pray to receive Yeshua, our work is done. And once we have Yeshua in our hearts, the need for obedience to the Father has ended. No need to sacrificially follow Yeshua or pray for guidance, but all that lies ahead for us is peace and comfort and wealth. We have no need to study his word to learn how to live a redeemed life simply because being redeemed is sufficient. We know none of that is true. There were times when the glory of Elohim was so visible and present and pulsating with such power within his people that Israel merely showing up struck fear into the hearts of all who oppose him. But those times have been few and far between. The reason is simple. Elohim's people, down through the ages, have chosen not to be obedient to the word of Adonai or faithful to their redemptive king. And it's time to return to obedience and faithfulness to our Yah and to his word. When the Israelites crossed the Jordan, they were cut off from their old life. They began a new life from the day on which they knew with a new identification. And the old lifestyle and the wilderness wandering was ended. Israel as a nation had a new identity, a new law, and a new land, a new life. There was no need to go back across the river. The old lifestyle was buried under the water of Jordan. That old life was dead. They came up out of the Jordan to start a new life in a new land. This was our Passover season, a time of renewal, new life, new lifestyle, a time of remembrance, but also a time to move forward. He has redeemed us, rescued us, so we now need to let him live in us, and we need to live for him in obedience as we prepare ourselves as his bride, waiting for the bridegroom to come. Be ready. Get your feet wet. We are about to cross over. Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study, every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Sabbath service, Atlanta Junior Ministries, 612 North Main Street in Blackstone, Virginia. Or watch us live on Facebook Live or Atlanta Junior Ministries YouTube, www.lojministries.org, or download the new Lion of Junior Ministries app and look for the logo for 24/7 access to the ministry. Shalom and enjoy your Sabbath with the King. He is great and greatly to be praised. What a glorious time as we lift Yeshua up, and he will draw all men unto himself. Surrender your life to the Master. Walk in all his ways, and I'll see you at the altar. Shalom Aleichem.